So in this video, I'm going to show you how to tweak the sound from your mixer to your sound card and then to your live stream so that it's better, especially for those who always complain that, oh, when it's time for music or plenty of people are talking at once or everything is going on at once, it becomes really noisy. So very briefly, just work with me. I had made a longer video to intensely explain the whole process, but I felt it was too long, so I made this one very, very short. So let's work together. So this mixer is not turned on right now, but I'm just going to show you the principles of how it works. So in your mixer, we already have like send out. This is a very small mixer, so it doesn't do justice to the extent of this tutorial, but the tips here is applicable. So in your mixer, you find out that you have different outputs, like especially in the main board, like a bigger board. This is a Krait 4-channel mixer and it's for the purpose of this tutorial. So in your mixer, you have different outputs. You find outputs like the main output, like main output left and right. You find output like the mono one, the mono two. You see FX1, you see FX2, you see auxiliary 1, auxiliary 2, even up to auxiliary 8. As a stream engineer, any of the outputs you're being given, you need to know which one it is. So for instance, this is the aux send out. For every output on the mixer, there's always a knob on that channel to control it. So if you look well at your board mixer, probably after this video, you'll see that you find out after the probably the gain, you see high, mid, low, then you now see aux 1, you see another one aux 2, aux 3, or mono 1, mono 2, FX1, FX2. So it means that for everything that comes out of here, you can control the volume here, right? So if you have aux 1, let's say we're using this aux now, for instance, to send out to the sound card before it comes here, it means that everything, the main volumes may not affect the volumes here. So the main volume you're getting in the church is not the same thing as what is going on the live stream. So you have to come on the mixer and tweak the knobs of the output you're getting. So let's say you're having aux. If my lead singer's volume is as high as this, the backup volumes cannot be as high as the same thing. They have to come down. That's the backup mics. They have to come down a bit so that the lead singer is louder than the backup mics. And then in instrumentation, you tweak them in a way that they are not so loud. When you're getting volumes up to like this for almost everything, it's going to be very, very, very noisy. So this is the knob. So if this was FX1, maybe you're sending FX1 out, you go to the FX1 knobs and control those FX1 knobs and make sure they are moderate, and you keep monitoring them. So once you monitor them and you notice that, oh, some things are louder than some things, you come back to the board and you work on it, or you tell your sound engineer, oh, please, can you decrease the FX1 or the aux 1 of the piano player, is too loud on my live stream, and stuff like that, so that you would know how to effectively have a better sound for your live stream. I tried not to make this video so long, but I hope this video is not too long, and I hope you find this tip very helpful. Save this video for later in case you want to watch it over, and also send it to your friends in the media team. All right, till next time, guys. Bye.